listening to the Fans of Wrestling Show here, FOW Live, on the FOW Radio Network on Podbean. My name is Patrick, your host. With me, as always, Danny Danger. Eric should come on at some point. For now, it's just us. Danny, how the heck are you?
Doing good. We're getting a very wacky change of weather here in Georgia.
Kind of crazy.
I guess we can expect the unexpected here when it comes to weather. It was, 80 degrees, looking like it was going to heading towards summer. Now we're much colder this week and rainy. So we're trying to figure it all out as we go, I guess.
But global warming is not a thing, guys.
It's so not a thing. They changed the name of it to climate change because people were like, no, global warming doesn't make sense. Climate change.
Yeah. Well, it's not, kind of crazy, but whatever. New Japan Pro Wrestling. Let's see here. What do we have to report? Event just happened.
Stuff we talked about the USA shows this past weekend. We're kind of in between things right now, I think.
Yeah. So we just had what do you call it? The Collision shows.
Yeah, Capital Collision and. Yeah, whatever they call it.
Collision in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's what we had. So now we're just on the road to Dontaku shows with Wrestling Dontaku on next Wednesday.
I think we've got one or two of the road two shows, and then we're Dontaku's coming up very quickly.
So, and then the juniors the week after. So I guess we'll get the names after.
That would be my guess. Probably at the Dontaku, they usually do the announcing like that, I think.
Yeah. So far, Okada announcing Tomohiro Ishii as one of his two partners. The Never Open Way 6-Man Tag Title Match. I don't know if he's already announced the third, but Ishii was the first announced partner.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Ishii's, one of the men that was in the longest reigning trios champions, Never Open Way 6-Man champions. So It makes sense, and it seems that Ishii could possibly be a good counter there for El Desperado, as they've recently had some scraps, and it was a singles match at those shows that Ishii bested El Desperado. So that seems like a good pick by Okada. Now I'm wondering if it's going to be another Chaos member or somebody in Hontai or somebody maybe we haven't seen in a while. Chaos is thinning out. Nichols left and, joined TMDK, and Robbie Eagles is gone, and Yoshihashi and Goto are probably still going to stay focused as Bishamon and try to work back towards the tag titles. If he's just going strictly Chaos, I think, Toriyano might be one of the only guys available right now who's not kind of in a program or in the mix somewhere, unless he decides to get Yo.
Which could be not necessarily like he needs to push, but he's got the kids needs something to do, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so.
But yeah, I mean, it could be anybody. I think they're definitely going the Chaos route. So
yeah.
So yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. Yeah, and I don't remember which night, if because I'm behind on the Dontaku Road shows, if we've already had Hiromu against Kanemaru.
I've only watched the first Road 2 show, so I don't, and that was not part of it, so I don't think so yet. I don't think we've had that match yet. Because some of the Road 2 shows, they're not putting all, this time they're not putting every single one on New Japan World. They're kind of, you know, because some of them are just kind of repetitive, I guess. They're just putting the ones that have maybe a standalone match or one of the bigger advertised matches or something on it, as opposed to every single show that would just be a house show loop, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's going to happen in one of these shows.
Okay.
So which one? I don't know. They're having I don't know if we talked about this, the Satsuma no Kuni show on April 29th, but that one's going to have a Takagi-style triad match for the King of Pro Wrestling title, Shingo versus Taiji.
Okay.
Aussie Open will be defending the IWGP Tag Team titles against TMDK.
Nichols and Haste?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they've added that show.
Okay.
April 29th.
Okay.
In Kagoshima. Other than that, just pretty much, you know, all roads lead to Dontaku right now.
Yeah.
Of course, they did announce that, you know, Resurgence 2023, May 21st in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see, you know, we are going to see Tanahashi versus Will Ospreay, you know, in that first round match for the United States title tournament,
Tanahashi's healthy. Yeah.
And they announced also that Mercedes Moné will be wrestling on the show as well.
Yeah, so that's, I guess that's a big news from the weekend, from this past weekend.
She
lost the IWGP Women's Championship to Mayu Iwatani,
mm-hmm.
which from what we heard was her last, at least at the time, her last initial match with Bushiroad, but she's claiming she's not going anywhere. You know, she was talking about how she wants to move to Japan for a while and is, you know, trying to learn the language and the culture and these kind of things, you know. So I don't know what kind of deal she may have, if it's just kind of an extended per appearance thing, but you know, we'll see what she does and what she has available with them. But yeah, already announced for that show on the 21st in Long Beach. Yet again, an opponent not yet announced for her, but we'll see who they come up with.
Yeah, so that should be fun. So happy birthday to me, because I want to get to enjoy watching, of course, Dontaku the day before my birthday. It's going to be awesome. So that's it. All roads lead to Dontaku right now. We shall see how everything plays out. Sorry about the Super Juniors. See all who's announced. And again, we talked about Dominion so far for now, but still a lot will be happening in the next month. If you think about from Dontaku to Dominion in 1 month, you know, you get those two big shows, Resurgence, the Super Juniors, I mean, it's going to be a long month from May to June. That's it about that. Let's come to this other time, because a lot of things have been happening. And let's start with the first and foremost, not surprising, but big news of the week, as Triple H had another announcement. He was going to speak. He had some announcement, of course. His first announcement was how things are going to stay the same. Nothing's going to change. We're all good after the announcement of the sale of WWE to Endeavor. His second announcement on SmackDown Live, or whatever they call it, was about the biggest draft. I think almost 100 wrestlers are up for grabs in SmackDown, Raw, and NXT probably. And now he comes out with the big news this past Monday night, that wherever Roman Reigns goes, he's going to take the Undisputed Universal Championship. But the other brand will have a champion represented by the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
It's a consolation championship. So you couldn't beat Roman. Here you go anyways. You could still call yourself a world champion. But, Roman, one of the things Roman's been touting for a while is that he's the undisputed champion. You create a brand new championship, that you're calling a world champion. Roman is no longer the undisputed champion.
That's true. But let's keep in mind, though, that the WWE always combined the WWE WWE Championship and the Universal Championship together.
So yeah, that's true. They are still separate belts as of this time. Yeah.
So they're separate from the World Heavyweight Title, which technically what was originally combined to become the WWE Heavyweight Title back in the day with The Rock won the belt, and he combined them into one belt, wasn't it? I think I can't remember. So I remember Orton had two belts for a while. They made that one big new belt in 2014. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, okay, so it looks almost like the big gold belt with a big black W around on top of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's it certainly is another belt.
I mean, I like it better than the rest of the titles that they have that all look the exact same.
Yeah, true. I mean, every all the other titles are pretty much meant to kind of look the same. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that big W right on that. I mean, not the most appealing thing. It almost reminds me of the old Undisputed Heavyweight title that was back in the early 2000s.
I don't see that.
Oh yeah, the one. And the one thing I liked about that belt is that undisputed version is that the champion was across multiple shows. I liked that. The champion had multiple feuds going against people on both brands. I remember Undertaker specifically, having run-ins with the Hardy Boys on one night, and then he was battling Kurt Angle on Fridays or whatever, going back and forth. To me, that was a really cool thing, having multiple people like that, having multiple feuds going on multiple brands. But at the same time, you know, that meant that the champion takes up a lot of TV time because he's on multiple shows.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind each brand having its own world title.
I definitely like it because, listen, at least, you know, Cody winning this big gold belt will be the closest thing to the old big gold belt, right? I think he'd rather win that version of the title or, you know, a distant cousin of the belt rather than that the current belts that rumors. Although, I mean, he never beat
the whole
Roman
premise of
for
this whole gimmick was he never won. He wanted to win the WWE title that his dad never won. So why would he rather win a brand new belt than that?
Yeah.
Because it's still considered a WWE world title, even though...
But it was specifically the WWE Championship is the one that his father never won, which is the whole premise of the last year story.
Well, I think this is a good consolation prize.
Well, he's not,
and that's essentially what it is. It's a silver medal. You can't beat Roman Reigns because he's laid waste to everybody. So you can still hold this belt and call yourself a world champion, even though you can't beat the guy who is the world champion.
Except the guy that's going to win the belt, Roman has not beat. So,
yeah. So we got a listener who Hootie Up Steals here talking about, you know, hating the W in the middle. See, the W in the middle, I feel like it doesn't blend in very well. I think if it blended in a little bit more, I would be okay with it. But it's just like, it sticks out like, almost like the hardcore belt where we just put some tape over it. And, you know, just, I don't know. It's just a little bit, it's too much for me. And I agree. I mean, it would look better as side plates. But then again, you know, they like to start a side place with champions.
I think it looks great. Y'all are tripping.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to take me a while to get used to it. I mean, but the Universal belt, the current WWE Championship belt, those took a while to grow on me. Maybe it'll grow on me, maybe it won't. I don't know. I mean, I thought by now maybe the AEW belt would grow on me, but still hasn't. I guess, you know, this belt kind of reminds me of like the TNT title. We just stick the logo on top of the belt, you know?
Yeah.
It's just whatever the logo looks like, just stick it on top of the belt and that's
just
it.
Slap it right there in the center, yeah.
It's just like give me generic belt, okay, generic belt, and you just slap the company logo.
Yeah.
But in this case, you get a version, a smaller version of the big gold belt, and just put a big W on it so people can't notice what it looks like. That it's a UFC belt with the WWE logo. Yeah, I can definitely see that as well. So if we had to pick four people, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have some type of tournament. By the way, the Saudi Arabia show, which was originally supposed to be the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments, it's now called Clash of Champions, and this is where the new champion is going to be. Be named, or it's going to win the belt. So we had to pick four wrestlers for both brands. Or I guess it's meta, right? If you had just four wrestlers, you think will be the final four participants, or it could just be four. I don't know how they're going to do it, but pick four guys.
Four guys from each brand?
No, just four guys in general, from anywhere.
It's just really hard to predict right now because we don't know where everybody's going to be at.
Right.
Yeah,
but we know where this title is going to be at.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the things. So does this title technically get crowned before the draft or after the draft?
No, the draft's Friday.
The draft starts this Friday.
But they're doing the draft over multiple days, though, right? It's on Friday, and it's on Monday.
And then that's it. Yeah.
And that's it? Okay. It's not multiple weeks. It's just one show for me. It's
2 days. I mean, there'll probably be, you know, extra stuff over the weekend.
Yeah.
The weekend, you know, it'll be like a 4 day thing, 5 day thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But for me, I think Rollins is in the picture.
I hope so, because Rollins is going to win it.
Right? Balor, I think.
Agreed.
Would be the picture.
Yeah.
Cody.
McIntyre, I think you got to put in the picture.
Okay.
As a former champion, champion.
Does Brock again? I don't know. Brock's part timer.
We've already established this is a 24/7 title because Triple H said they'll defend it at any time, anywhere, any place.
So yeah, I mean, Triple H did tout this title is going to be defended all over the world. I guess, you know, hey, they're going to crown the champion, you know, in Saudi Arabia. So, all over. But we do have the draft coming up. Roman to Raw, yeah, that's a rumor that's being put out there. I'm definitely thinking. Do we continue to keep Rollins and Roman separate? If that's the case, Rollins to Raw. But then what happens with Becky Lynch? Does she stay in Raw, or is it time to send her over to SmackDown, freshen things up?
I don't think Roman changes.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You think he stays on Friday Night SmackDown?
Sure do. That was kind of their big thing for Fox, was they wanted Roman. I mean, everybody's going to... And then it came out that USA wants Roman, but I mean, everybody's going to want Roman because he's the hottest thing in the company. He's the hottest thing in wrestling. Like, of course, everybody's going to want him. But, I mean, he can't be on every single show.
I mean, that's a good question. We know that we're not getting... We know that we're not getting Roman every Friday night. So at what point does that become less valuable?
It doesn't, in my opinion. I think the Attitude Era has kind of fucked people up in the mindset of our champion has to be here every week, our champion has to defend it every week. Like, there were months that, you know, Hogan didn't go on any kind of programming outside of maybe an interview in the 80s. I mean, there's no reason for your champion to be there every week. It's an attraction.
But we saw, you're right though. The fans kind of got programmed a certain way during the Attitude Era. But we saw that when Brock was champ and he would be gone 2 or 3 months. Fans were pissed, you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, Roman's not doing that. Roman's gone maybe like he'll do a week. He's gone 2 weeks. He'll do a Raw and a SmackDown. Then he's gone another week. I mean, he's not disappearing for months at a time. And I think that's where the difference lies between Brock and Roman.
I mean, how long do you think he's going to be gone right now?
I expect him tomorrow night, honestly. Or Friday night. Because I expect him to be the first pick.
Doesn't necessarily mean he has to be there.
He has to be, but why wouldn't you have him there?
I mean, you would like to have him there, but I think he's gone till probably... I mean, he may wrestle up Money in the Bank. I don't even think he's going to Saudi Arabia, to be honest.
There's the rumor that the entire show is going to be based around him in Saudi Arabia.
Huh. Well, they're cutting a new champion, so I think I would disagree. If they're going to worry about the new champion, current new champion, that's... if all champions are defending the titles, Saudi Arabia, that I can see him coming. Otherwise, if they're not doing that, I'm sorry, it's not a Clash of Champions, it's not a champions. I don't think we're going to see him even during the draft. I think he's gone for a while.
I think he needs to be there for the draft because somebody's going to draft him. I mean, he's the champion. He has the belt that is tenured established. You know, I think that's the belt that people want to have on their show. So I think Raw and SmackDown are going to be both trying to draft him.
Yeah, well, we shall see this Friday night. So Ronda is the talk that may get moved to Raw.
Okay.
Who if you had to switch somebody from Raw? I mean, if Rollins moves, I think Becky moves. If neither moves, let's just say to switch things up with the women, because I think we're keeping Ronda and Shayna together. So move Ronda and Shayna over to Raw. Who do you think would go to SmackDown?
I mean, since it looks like we're getting a Becky and Trish feud, it would only make sense for Becky and Trish. To me,
well, here would be a question: does Trish end up getting drafted?
I mean, it just all the like. I don't know what they technically consider her as. Like, is she she's active, obviously, but is she a roster member? Is she a Hall of Famer? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So does she?
It gets interesting there.
Does she get? Is she able? Is she eligible for the draft, or is she just kind of free agent, she goes where she wants to, kind of thing. Yeah,
I mean, kind of the same question with the Glamazon, right? I mean, Edge is technically a full time member of the roster, but Beth isn't.
True.
So, does she just go wherever she wants, whenever she wants, based on where her husband is?
Essentially.
So, lots of interesting things that could happen to the draft. Everybody's up for grabs. One person we found out to that tonight is not up for grabs in the WWE draft. It's Roderick Strong.
Yeah, a little surprised that he found himself in free agency. I mean, you know, we had talked that he, you know, people had been speculating about interest, you know, whether he wanted to go there because his wife is there, travel with her, and, you know, since it seems they weren't really planning to move him up anytime soon, you know, he'd been in NXT for 5+ years. But, you know, yeah, I guess some of those questions got answered. He's now, quote unquote, all elite. As the kids say, they even showed the graphic and everything.
With Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he came out with his new, you know, t-shirt that I'm sure is already available on the AEW shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, he making the big save. Happy to be able to not travel with his wife and be able to hang out with his buddies. I guess the only one he can hang out with is Cole, since O'Reilly's still out of action. And
Fish left.
Bobby's not there anymore. So, hey, at least Adam's no longer alone. I mean, although he wasn't really alone since, I guess, Cassidy and Bandito were helping him. That's an odd trio right there.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, we all kind of have the same enemies trios, I think.
Yeah. Happy to see Ryder get that big, the big reaction.
Yeah, definitely.
It's gonna be some fun matches, and Fight Network announcing this week being the last episode of Dark Elevation. They're ending the show with the best of, so I guess that's no more Dark Elevation.
Okay.
Oh, man, what are the six people that watch the show gonna do?
Just watch Dark.
Yeah. Don't worry, they'll give them a new program to watch in its place very soon.
So Tony Khan had a big announcement today. I think everyone was expecting him to announce the new Saturday show that has been rumored. But no, that was not it. He announced that the Owen Hart Cup was coming back, which I thought it was something they had already announced, but guess not. And they would be having tournament matches during their sixth show tour in Canada, including Forbidden Door. And that the finals would be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Go ahead and try that word one more time.
Which part?
The city, sir. You added Calgary, an extra. Yeah, there you Alberta, go. You added an extra syllable in there. You called it Calgary.
Well, we all know English is not my first language. So, So the home of the hearts. So obviously this is a project that the Owen Hart Foundation is involved with. Martha Hart, her kids, they're all a part of it. They've endorsed this. The first wrestling related thing that they've endorsed since Owen's passing. Being that it is in their hometown, do you think they try to get Brett involved, or do you think because Martha wants nothing to do with the Hearts, the AEW doesn't involve Brett in any way?
I think Brett would do it out of spite because he hates Bill Goldberg.
Goldberg have to do with it?
Anytime you mention Brett, he tells you how Goldberg's terrible and he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame and he's the worst wrestler ever. So that's why.
Okay.
So you guys agree? You think Martha will ex any kind of involvement of the Hearts?
I mean, I don't know actually. I mean, I don't know. I hadn't even really thought about that.
I try not to think about AEW either, so I understand.
No. Speaking of, this is a good reminder, Hoodie Up still talks about overwinning the Owen Hart Cup just to piss off Brad. Goldberg's been talking about wanting to do a multi-show retirement.
Yeah, he claims WWE owes him one. They owe him a retirement match and tour.
Yeah, so if they won't give one, he'll do his own.
Okay.
which I don't know how he's going to do his own. I mean, I'm sure he's well, you know, he got some money, but I don't think he's got enough to pony up shows. So
he'll find the money, Mark. Don't worry. Yeah.
Does he come over and hang out with TK and be like, hey, TK, let's talk business, brother. How about a 4 nights only? You know?
Maybe.
Maybe he'll do it in Canada just to piss off Brad.
Maybe so.
He shows up and does the Forbidden Door.
Yes.
Put Goldberg versus Wardlow.
Oh, goodness.
That should be something.
It certainly would be something, yeah.
So MJF, Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, and Darby Allin all fighting comes on the pillars of AEW. And so we got a match for, I think it's Double or Nothing. MJF versus Sammy Guevara, but because of the way that Sammy won the match, if you guys don't know, they fought tonight, and MJF, well, the referee distracted, threw a skateboard at Darby Allin, and then Sammy Guevara dropped down on the floor, like on the mat, like Eddie Guerrero used to do with the whole chair thing to make it look like Darby Allin hit Sammy with the skater. And Sammy won by disqualification. Anyways, apparently TK made a tag match. Sammy and MJF versus Darby Allin and Jack Perry. And if Jack and Sammy win, I mean, if Jack and Darby win, then it'll be a 4-way match for the pillars of AEW tournament.
Okay. So it. So what do you exactly win when you win the tournament? Title shot or something for somebody?
I mean, MJF is a champion, so I'm assuming this is a championship match.
Probably.
But I don't know. Right now, they're all worried about being pillars of AEW, and that's all that they're fighting for.
Why not? Sure. Yeah.
It's what they wanted to do. So, yeah. But no news about the Saturday show. And I think they said that it might be in Chicago, which was the same place. Yes, that's correct. Hoodie up steals. If they win, they get added to the match. And it's a 4-way. Mm-hmm. What was the other thing that happened? I can't remember. Okay, so yes. So apparently this first show is going to be in Chicago. This Saturday live TV show. Possibly on TNT. With CM Punk coming back. Of course, CM Punk was in Chicago this past Monday. He was backstage on Monday Night Raw until he got kicked out by security.
He wasn't kicked out. He was asked to leave.
I mean, it's the same thing, just in a nicer way.
No.
I'm sorry. If somebody says, hey, you got to go, I'm getting kicked out.
It's not getting kicked out. That's asking you to leave.
I mean, it's you know, a little bit of both. To me, it's kind of the difference when a really rich person gets told that they're asked to resign from their job as opposed to getting fired like regular schlubs. You know, we're gonna ask you to leave, as opposed to you got to get the fuck out of here. It's, you know, it's a classist version, the same thing.
I mean, rumor is that he briefly spoke with AAA, said, "Hey, can we talk?" And AAA goes, "Well, let me ask my boss." And of course,
Tony Khan said to go back to Rampage.
Yeah. Of course, Vince.
Because that's Triple H's boss, Tony Khan. Yeah. Endeavor himself. Mr. Endeavor himself, Tony Khan.
Said, he Punker, did not buy Endeavor. Calm down.
Said, "Punker, you gotta go back to Raw, brother. You gotta go back to Rampage. We need you, brother."
Who watches Rampage?
White people.
I mean, Rampage was on set. Okay, so what's going to happen with Rampage when next year, if there's a Saturday night show? What happens with Rampage when it cannot happen on Friday night because of, like, the NBA playoffs? Because last weekend, it aired on Saturday night because of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Happening on TNT on Friday.
On the mothership! So, the TBS Superstation!
Yeah. I mean, it's getting wild.
Well, yeah. I mean, Endeavor, baby.
That has nothing to do with Endeavor. Okay? Tony Khan will not buy Endeavor.
He didn't buy it. He is Endeavor.
He definitely is not. He's not Endeavor.
The absence of evidence is not the same as the evidence of absence.
Who do you have still is saying Rampage is going to be on Friday at 5:30 a.m.
Oh,
this, okay. This Friday. I'm going to hope he meant p.m. because who the heck is going to watch a show at 5:30 a.m. p.m. Yeah, okay, that sounds more like it. They must be in the West Coast for this because. I don't know. I don't see anybody in the East Coast going anywhere at 5:30 p.m. But, yeah. But whatever. Who is watching what?
What do you mean who's watching what?
Somebody's watching. I mean, there's some wrestling in the background. I can't make up what it is.
It's always wrestling on the background, brother.
Yeah, but
the fans are wrestling show.
To Japanese wrestling. This time I hear English.
There's a Japanese wrestler in the ring right now, if that makes you feel any better.
Okay. All right, NXT. Spring break in 2023. We're going spring break.
Hog Wild. Spring break. Hog Wild, baby. Road Wild in Sturgis, South Dakota.
No, it's spring breaking in
Electric Boogaloo.
At the PC.
Mm.
Indy Hartwell retain her NXT Women's title. Let's see, what else happened here? Henley and Briggs defeated Kiana James and Jensen. Carmelo Hayes retained his NXT title against Grayson Waller. That was a pretty darn good match.
No, I mean, great. I mean, we talked about it. I mean, Waller's good. He's definitely on the up. I could very easily see Grayson Waller getting drafted to Raw or SmackDown.
Okay. So I see Hootie still telling us that the Rampage is going to be taped this Wednesday. So, yeah, another one of those fun shows where you're there for like 10 hours.
Hey, man, you get your money's worth, Barbara.
Yeah. Indy getting injured, I think that was the storyline. Let's see, Bron Breakker defeated Andrew Chase because he wants to destroy everything and anything in his path. And yeah, Chase U is one of those things. The D'Angelo family defeated Pretty Deadly. Let's talk about pretty young. Grizzle Young Vets for a moment. I guess they call themselves the Dyad. They asked for their release and they were told no.
They were told no, really?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't hear that part of it. I assumed they were granted their release. Huh. Interesting. I did not expect that.
So I guess they're going to just go home and wait out for their contracts to end in October.
Huh. Interesting.
So it sounds like Schism might just be Ava and
Gacy. Right? Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
interesting.
That taking the ball home. They are done.
Hey man, that's CM Punk's gimmick. They can't be stealing that shit.
I mean, Roddy kind of did at the end, right? He kind of like waited out because we didn't see Roddy for a while.
Well, nobody knew though. They didn't talk about it. I assumed that he was still recovering from injury.
No, I mean because he was there always with. He was doing more like a coach thing with.
Diamond Mine.
Diamond Mine. So he had been there. I mean, he's been on and off. But I think for the last few months, he just disappeared. And I guess that's because they just said, "Hey, we're not gonna use you anymore. Just wait out your contract." What do you guys think about literally just letting guys, you know, their contract expire versus firing them or letting them go if they want to go?
They're stealing AEW's gimmick, brother. AEW's like, we're not gonna fire you. We're just not gonna renew your shit.
Hootie Up Stills, yes, you're more than welcome to call in the show if you want to talk about whatever we're talking about. We gotta try that again. Hey. All right.
Thank you for letting
welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? So I was just calling because I don't know if you saw it, but supposedly Joe Gacy is gonna fight the guy from Gallus, the leader. Which one? What is his name?
One of the brothers.
Yeah, the one that doesn't have the titles. So they're gonna fight, and if Joe Gacy wins, the Dyad gets a title shot.
Okay, interesting. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was during NXT and like towards the end, and then they said that if it's Joe, right? Joe Gacy. So Joe Gacy said if he wins, they get a title shot, and if they don't win, they never get a title shot as long as Gallus has the titles.
Oh, okay. So
Joe versus Joe, the battle of the Joes. Yeah. Joe Coffey. And
yeah, Joe Coffey and Joe Gacy. Yeah,
yeah, because I believe Mark Coffey is the one teaming up with Wolfgang.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was trying to remember. It was messing me up because they're both Joe. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, Joe Gacy versus Joe Coffey. If Joe Gacy wins, the Dyad gets a title shot. If he loses, they never get a title shot as long as Gallus has the belts. So, from what it looks like, it's most likely Joe Gacy's going to win. And then they, you know, they'll get the title shot, probably lose the title shot, and then Joe Gacy will get rid of them so that they can, you know, sit their contracts out or whatever.
That would make sense. Put the other team over, kind of on your way out type thing.
Yeah, and then he'll probably, Joe Gacy will probably get another tag team because Rock's daughter is still with him, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume that, I mean, it can't just be Gacy and Ava for, you know. That would just look weird.
Technically, but, you know, if they bring them both up, you know, to the main roster together, but, you know, and just give him a tag team up there.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, I would say. Ava definitely does not need to go anywhere near the main roster right now. She still needs a whole lot of work.
I don't think Joe Gacy does either, though, because I think the way they have Joe Gacy right now is just good. And his whole gimmick will fall flat on the main roster because it's pretty much the Bray Wyatt gimmick when they first came. And, you know,
yeah, that's, yeah, very true. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he needs to stay down there. But the thing is who would they put as the other two people in the Dyad? Or, you know, because if they're going to drop those two people, who other two people is he going to get? Well, other tag team.
I mean, there's plenty of tag teams out there that they could go with. But yeah, I definitely do like Joe Gacy as a better. A version of the Bray Wyatt character.
So
it's actually somebody who I'll be interested in watching.
So I was thinking, what if, okay, they get rid of the Dyad, he has to get two more people. What if he gets Pretty Deadly?
I kind of thought Pretty Deadly, but I don't know if they would want to change their gimmick.
Yeah, because you...
They just buried them anyway because they lost to the Don, and the Don threw them in the water, and remember last time they threw somebody in the water they never returned.
Oh yeah, slept with the fishes, that kind of shit.
Yeah,
so I mean, that's so true. I guess they could come back. I mean, because I don't know, I mean, I just don't see them getting rid of that gimmick so soon.
Yeah, I think that gimmick has more value as Pretty Deadly. Like, I could see that gimmick translating to the main roster very, very well. So I wouldn't think that you would want to give them something else, like, just, you know, if you're, when they already have a gimmick that could succeed.
But I do see, if they can somehow continue to be Pretty Deadly, but like go dark, like a dark Pretty Deadly, right? Not just revamping like the Dyad, but still be Pretty Deadly, but kind of go slightly dark and tweak it. I could see them tweaking it to join Schism, but yeah, I definitely do not see a change like the Grizzled Young Vets did become the Dyad. Okay. But I definitely do see they could see them become, you know, come back under, you know, the spell of Joe Gacy and, you know, have a different mindset on how they come up, but still have some of the qualities that Pretty Deadly has that has made them successful up to this point.
The thing is, with Pretty Deadly, if they go to the main roster, they're going to Billy and Chuck them.
I mean, hopefully they don't
push them that way. You know, I mean, I think it's a different era than it was with Billy and Chuck,
I get it, but you know what I mean, though.
They're going to make them kind of more comedy kind of, you know, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That to me, even that constitutes quote unquote success on the main roster. You know, you're making money, you're touring the world, you're selling merch.
I get that. Yeah, and I get that, but it's just like for them to be these tag team champions in NXT, you know, in the UK, in NXT over here, and then take them to the main roster and then let them flounder is like, oh, I hate that. Like, I can't see it. Like,
that's why I
hated them in the beginning, and I like them now, and I'm like, oh.
And see that and that's the reason why I think you wouldn't change Pretty Deadly and just leave him as is. Sure, maybe. You know, you send them packing on their way out, you know, right now. Because maybe they see that they're ready to get called up. What are they going to do in NXT, right? Some guys can just successfully transition. But some people just, get sent away and then get brought back. So I think the way that Pretty Deadly is right now, they come and just be pretty successful. It doesn't matter how they ended their career in NXT. It's all about new beginnings when you're on the main roster. And, you know, I think the things that you liked about Pretty Deadly that everybody else likes about Pretty Deadly, because they are very entertaining people, I think will translate. They're one of the teams and the type of characters that are already – they were made already for the type of entertainment that the league gives you in the main roster. So yeah, I think there's not much change. I think, hey, they've done so much already in NXT, including NXT UK, that just let them. They're gonna be a slow pace up on the main roster thing. I mean, there's just so many tag teams right now. That's enough.
My question for you: should they split the tag teams, the tag team titles?
I mean, I've heard that there's rumor that they would be doing that, you know, or either that you split them, or you keep them as one, and then you have them tour across Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, but if they're not going to do that with Roman, why would they do it with the tag team titles? You know what I'm saying? It's
to make them different.
Kind of defeats the purpose, you know? Like, no, and I get it, you know, what Roman wants and stuff, but it kind of defeats the purpose if you're going to be like, you know what? Let's do one belt for Raw, one belt for SmackDown, but the tag titles, we're going to keep doing the same thing. And it's like, you're burying all these other tag teams. I mean, Alpha Academy, the Street Profits, New Day, even Ricochet and Braun, and you know all these guys that are all tag teaming. It's like you're doing what for what? Because if the Usos get the belts back, it's like, all right, well, we know they're not going to lose the belts anytime soon again. You know, at least with Owens and Sane, you know it's a possibility of them losing the belts.
I definitely do think that they're gonna have a different treatment with the tag team titles that they're doing with the Universal title, and that may necessarily devalue the tag team belts, but that just shows the high value of Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns calls the shots. He's like, hey. No, you're not splitting my belts. You figure your thing out. But I can see especially with Sammy and Kevin, you know, they're guys who are about opportunities. I could see them being asked, hey, you guys can we split these titles? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll keep our belts and you know, and we'll do a thing on the one roster and give the opportunity to other people. Because listen, Kevin and Sammy, I don't think were ever meant to be tag team champions. I think the fact that both guys, you know, were doing great things before they resigned, and once they resigned, they started doing this thing with Sammy and and the Bloodline that was only supposed to last a couple of weeks. And, you know, it just became this huge storyline for over a year. It's sort of opportunity. I think that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn would be more than fine with splitting the belts and giving more people an opportunity to have those championships. So it's just different from where we're coming from. With Roman saying, hey, I'm the guy, I don't have to do anything, you know, I am the head of the table. But with these guys, they don't have that ego, and they're like, yeah. And at the end of the day, right, literally does view the titles as props. It doesn't matter how many, you know, what people think of them. It's basically whatever serves, you know, however it can serve the storylines, they'll use them.
So what if this, I was thinking, what if they separate Kevin and Sami Zayn and put one on Raw and one on SmackDown, and they kind of be like, well, now they have to separate the belts.
I've heard that with the draft, the intention is to break up, you know, a couple teams. You know, Street Profits are supposedly one that they're talking about breaking up. I wouldn't think that they would break up the tag team champions. I mean, if I remember correctly, in years past, you know, the tag team, you know, since you're champions, you're kind of drafted as one. You're not drafted as individual superstars.
No. But remember last year with the Usos. With the Usos, they got Jimmy to SmackDown. Or Jay to SmackDown, and Jimmy was drafted to Raw. They didn't have the titles, but they were both drafted separately because at the time Jimmy was out injured.
Yeah. Even though that's what I'm saying. That because they were not champions. So I think as title holders, I think they would be drafted to one show or the other. They wouldn't split them up that way. But if they were just a regular team without the belts, yeah, I would see they would be fair game to split up. You know, possibly.
No, but this is what I'm saying. But it's better if you separate them now, because remember, like you said, they're technically not a tag team. You know, they have the tag titles, but technically they're not a tag team. So if you separate them and you go, okay, well, the belts are separated, let's just separate the belts type thing, and one belt will be on Raw, one belt be back on SmackDown. And then they'll be like, well,
but yeah, then each guy has to find a new partner.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do that, but I always kind of hated when they do that. Like, you get to pick somebody to be your partner. You know, yeah, it always bugs the hell out of me. You just award somebody a championship because you're friends with them, kind of.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's how we got Judy Bagwell in the wrestling.
There you go. Yeah, Kenny Chaos decided to give his belt up to Buff's mom.
Hey, look at Braun and the little kid.
I know that was pretty terrible in itself. Yeah.
So I mean, like I said, I get it, but that would be a way for them to separate the belts.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of depends on what the hell they want to do, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, as per Roman, if the rumors are right, it looks like USA Network says that they don't want the new title. So that means Roman would have to go to Raw, and this new title will go to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we definitely have a lot to speculate about that, but we have the draft this weekend, and the next weekend from San Juan, Puerto Rico, the little backlash is starting to come out to a very nice card. In no particular order, Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes, six-man tag, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle versus the Bloodline. Austin Theory will be defending the United States title versus Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed. Rhea Ripley will be defending the SmackDown Women's title versus Zelina Vega of the LWO. Bianca Belair will be defending the Raw Women's title against Io Sky. Seth Rollins will be wrestling Omos for absolutely no reason whatsoever. and announced that this Monday night, Bad Bunny is no longer the host of Backlash. But as we guessed, he will be participating, as he will be facing Damian Priest in a San Juan street fight.
Oh, see, we were all speculating that he'd be in a tag match as opposed to a singles match.
We did. So, but no. But
my thing, what I feel is going to be, it's like, you know, Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest, but you know Judgment Day is going to come out. So
Yeah. It's pretty much going to be a multi-person match anyways. Yeah,
exactly. So you think LWO is going to help Bad Bunny?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico especially, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's no way Bad Bunny
by the way, I'm hearing that LWO merchandise is selling.
Is already selling really well. If I remember correctly, those shirts had been on shop for a long time, but you know, like they were kind of in their retro section.
Right. It was, I believe, it was in Eddie's section.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he was the one who started it, so that makes sense.
Right. But now it's its own. The LWO, I mean, you have the of course the Mexican color ones, but now you have like the red, white, and blue LWO merch and all this.
Oh, so they're making different colors of it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're getting creative with it, and apparently it's working because it's funny because
everyone was saying the red, white, and blue. Before the USA, and I said, "Nah." I said,
"Yeah, it's Puerto Rico, man. It's
Puerto Rico. Yeah, that's what you're not getting. Yeah,
I mean, it could be either, though. I guess if you consider yourself, you know, if you're Latino, but you were born here in the United States, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first guess was Puerto Rico. Yeah,
exactly. They wore the red, white, and blue because they're like, oh, we won't push this in Puerto Rico. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now. It's no way Bad Bunny loses this, or do you think because Damian Priest is Puerto Rican too? So
yeah, but nobody cares about Damian Priest.
Yeah, but he's not an international world superstar like Bad Bunny is.
They made Logan Paul lose.
Let's remember that
Logan Paul also doesn't sell out. You know, 90,000 people stadiums by himself though.
Backlash
sold out when all that was announced was Bad Bunny was hosting.
Oh yeah, and I totally agree. Trust me, totally agree. As a Puerto Rican, trust me.
Bad Bunny has sold out. I mean, listen, he just finished headlining three nights of Coachella.
Yeah, yeah.
He's he's going to be performing and Puerto Rico is paying quite a bit of money here. For the lead to put on the show, so they're definitely making it.
So is it kind of a sold show like similar to Saudi Arabia or?
Not
entirely.
They're getting paid to come in,
okay,
and put on the show. But I mean, I don't know how the split goes. I'm sure that there's some type of split, but yeah, I think. They definitely did get paid. I think they said $1.8 million or something like that, and that included the cost of the rental of the Coliseo de Puerto Rico for both nights.
Okay,
because SmackDown on Friday, and then on Saturday we get Backlash.
And you know that they kind of like Bad Bunny kind of paid for all of that too. So,
instead of really having to pay for all this stuff, you know, they're probably getting just comps. They just come in and use the place for free. Similar to how they did how they did the Clash of the Castle. They didn't have to pay for that venue. It was basically part of the payment. It was discounted. It was allowed to be used. Yeah.
So does WWE get the gate and sales most likely?
I'm sure WWE's gonna still get some of the sales, but there may be some type of split since since they're getting paid for it.
You guys get whatever LWO shirts sell with those Puerto Rican colors.
Yeah.
Just the Puerto Rican colored ones, though.
Yeah.
If they buy the Mexico color ones, you don't get those.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.5 million to show up plus matches. It's a 300. But yeah, they may announce a couple more matches. I mean, you got to think that we may see the Mysterios in a match in some form or way. Possibly.
I mean, they're probably going to be in that match, so, you know.
They'll interfere, but I'm sure they'll want to see Rey wrestle in Puerto Rico. But I mean, like I said, it's already sold out. So they did what they were supposed to do, and you know, you have somebody as huge as Bad Bunny wanting to go get in the ring and want to be as involved as he's been. It's definitely not a bad gig for WWE. So, who
do you got winning the other matches?
Who did I even say?
So, let's pull the Band-Aid. Seth versus Omos.
Oh man! I mean, you know that Seth is one of the key rumors for the new championship. So I would think you wouldn't want him to lose. You know, straight to Omos, but
But remember, they've been saying
it feels like wins and losses don't really matter a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, but remember, they're saying that Seth Rollins is being punished for walking out.
Wrestling Omos is being punished.
I know, but if he loses to Omos, I mean, Brock lost to Omos.
So what did Brock
do? I mean, that's true, yeah.
You said what? I'm sorry.
So if wrestling almost is the punishment, what did Brock do?
Well, no, that's what I said. Brock Brock was leaving. That's why he lost to almost. But then he kind of signed the contract back. Remember, his contract was supposed to end for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was supposed to be his quote-unquote goodbye match, yeah.
Exactly, so... He lost
the kid over on his way out, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he lost to almost kind of like as punishment. That's what I'm saying. So, and like you said, there was no build up for this match, no nothing. So it's like, hey, all right, you're gonna fight almost. There's your punishment. I feel like I want Rollins to win, but I feel like they're gonna like almost win.
I mean, you can only get almost to get beat so many times before he uses the giant Gonzalez.
Oh my god!
I think Bianca and Rhea both retained their belts.
Who's Bianca fighting?
Io Sky.
Oh, Io. Oh yeah, definitely. Then both retain.
Austin Theory will retain.
You think so?
Owen, Sammy, and Riddle will, yeah.
I think this is the best part to for him is to let him lose, let Bronson Reed win it, and then they put Austin Theory into the heavyweight title shot.
Into the new championship tournament or whatever.
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah. Even if he doesn't win it, you know, I think, yeah, that could be a good step for him.
I think he needs a longer run as U.S. champion.
I mean, he's had it for a couple of months, hasn't he?
Well, let him do it for a little bit longer. Let's see. I mean, there's no rush with him right now. I mean, so why not let him, you know, have a long-term championship run? And
he's Vince's new Cena. Come on.
Yeah. So was McIntyre at one point, right? So it took him a while. So
the 3-on-3 match?
Yeah, the six-man tag. Riddle and the champs. They're going to retain the championship. Bloodline's going down.
So who do you think is winning that, though?
Owens, Riddle, and Zayn.
I think one of the Usos takes the pin in that, and then it kind of continues a quote unquote problems within the Bloodline.
See, I feel like they're gonna lose on SmackDown, and Owens and Sami retain, so that and they win over there.
They win in the six man instead of winning the titles.
Yeah. Because Roman's going to be pissed off.
Yeah, he's going to want them to get results. And yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I guess Cody beats Lesnar.
Listen, if Cody doesn't win that match, I don't know. I honestly don't know why Cody even came.
Cody came to become the world champion.
I know, but see, this is my feeling on this. Is I honestly feel that this is why I feel Roman's going to Raw, and I think Cody's going to stay on Raw. I think that Cody is the, you know, he's going to be still trying to go after Roman and Raw. And SmackDown is going to have the other title. And Cody's not going to have that title because he's going to be on the Raw brand.
I guess we'll be able to make better predictions after next week.
After the draft happens, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we still don't know where
people are going to end up and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but we already know. So wherever Roman goes, the opposite brand has the belt.
So yeah, yeah.
If they, I mean, like I honestly feel that they're gonna screw us. They're gonna draft Rhea Ripley first. they're gonna be like, oh, we're gonna draft Rhea Ripley first and have her on SmackDown, and everybody's gonna be like, what? And then Roman's gonna be drafted to Raw, and everybody's gonna be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a part of the kind of the thinking that they're gonna switch like whole factions. Like, I think the Bloodline will go to Monday Night Raw, and
Judgment Day to SmackDown,
and Judgment Day will go to SmackDown.
Yeah, that's what I think exactly, and that's why I said like I feel like Finn could win that other belt because they said that he was set up for a push and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he was the first ever Universal Champion. He just had to give it up because he got injured. But he was the first one to win the new Universal belt.
Or just screw everybody and give and put the belt on Dominic.
No, jeez.
No. No thanks.
Talk about making people mad, damn.
Listen, honestly, besides Roman, he is the best heel right now.
Yeah, but the problem is, unlike Roman, he's not at that caliber to carry championship level matches by himself yet.
No matter how much hard time he's done.
Yeah.
Please, oh my God, did you guys watch Raw? Did you guys see the sign in the background?
Oh jeez, dude. Goodness, people did going crazy with this shit. Yeah.
Dominic was my cellmate one.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, God, I was dying.
Oh yeah, that's a lie because nobody in Chicago can afford to be one of those prisons. All right. Well, I think there's still a lot more we could cover, but you know what? We are running out of time. Before we literally run out of time. Hoodie Up Steel, thanks for joining the show and talking with us.
My pleasure.
Do you have a social media, a Twitter account you may want to plug for people listening? Want anybody to follow you, or I don't know if you talk wrestling on the Twitter,
but I usually
don't. I don't blame you.
Like, I'll be here with you. Don't worry. I'll keep coming in when you guys are on.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're usually here Tuesdays, but for scheduling reasons, we did the last two Wednesdays. But usually, we're here Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, because we're in the Lord's time. But yeah, I don't know if you know, but we definitely have a backload of shows that we've had. You know, especially last thing I want to bring out, so check this out, but thanks for joining us. And I wanted to bring up last thing, everybody listening, we have our good friend Matt Griffin of Action Wrestling in Tyrone, 50th anniversary of his shows. I'll be there, Danny, you'll be there, I don't know if Eric's going to be there. Eric, are you going to be there? Are you going to come up?
Eric has been off the call for about an hour, sir. I think he decided to go to bed.
It says to me still that he's connected, but I guess.
Oh, it doesn't show him. It doesn't show him as the call thing in there for me.
Gotcha. He shows up on me. But yeah, 50th anniversary, no matches, and that's going to be a surprise show. If you can't make it to Tyrone, Georgia, south of Atlanta, make sure you check it out. It's going to air live on IWTV. Make sure you check that out. Action Wrestling's picture. Danny, I can't believe it's been 5 years. I mean,
it's not the other day. Yeah, so, yeah. Flown by. It really has.
I remember when we first were talking with him about this show he wanted to put up. For as a benefit show, and now it's become this huge thing. He's had so many guys who we've seen on our TVs, on AEW, on New Japan, on WWE, on Impact. Some guys have come through the Action Arena or whatever they call it. I don't know because those other people call it something similar. Anyways, but that. Tyrone Rec Center. So we'll be happy to celebrate 5 years of Action Wrestling on this Friday night. So can't wait to see that. Everybody check that out on IWTV. Subscribe. If you don't have a subscription to IWTV, subscribe. Get the first month free, I think, for new subscribers. Use the code ACTION. When you sign up. So thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere else we're on. Check us out on Twitter at FOW Radio. Danny's on Twitter at Danny F in Danger. Eric's on Twitter at EJ423X. Mika is on Twitter at Mika Villas. I'm on Twitter at YellowmanPA. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.